Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Ripley. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cowens strikes out. 1 out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Otis reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cowens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Evans scores. Burleson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens is hit by the pitch. McRae moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Otis moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bernie Carbo now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski now playing first base. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis is walked intentionally. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 2 in the game. Wei then is hit by the pitch. Hurdle moves to third. Otis moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. White reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. White moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk, and Burleson drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. White scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Al Cowens now playing right field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Ripley covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Way then hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.